Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Greg Woods is on a phone line. Greg, thanks for your patience. How are you? You're on WGN.
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
There's the voice. There's the voice. You are the play-by-play guy for marble racing as it is being watched around the world. Is that correct?
Some would say that is true, and it is astounding to think just how broad this has gotten in the last few days. I still can't believe it.
What is marble racing?
So marble racing is going to sound like a crazy concept that is very easy to dismiss, and you think, well, that's a little bit crazy, but it all started with marbles rolling down a hill on a trench that was dug out in this hill, and it has evolved since then into a multitude of different types of competitions, and now it is this whole phenomenon that has online communities and fan bases, and I play a part in that because a few years ago I decided to pull one of those videos and commentate it like it was a Formula One race just for the heck of it. And lo and behold, it has turned into this, to where I am now fortunate enough to do all of the events for Yella and his brother. And we do everything from the Sand Marble Rally to the Marble League, which used to be called the Marble Olympics, and now Marbula One.
Dave Ennett, you missed your calling, man. You and I should have thought of this a long time ago.
I've done a lot of events, John. I have never, I have to tell you, I've never done marble racing.
Yella and his brother are a couple of guys in the Netherlands, are they?
Correct, yes.
And they're the guys that post these videos. And they also have elaborate plastic tracks. And the gate goes up and a half a dozen, sometimes 15 marbles all go racing down this track, and it's a long, elaborate track. When it gets to the bottom, they take an elevator back up to the top of the track, and then they go down again and again, and you might have a 9-10 lap race. You could watch it for several minutes, and it's amazing how much the marbles change position. Here's Greg doing play-by-play, and you watch it on YouTube.
It's Orangen with a huge lead over Bolt. Momo only in fourth place over Lime and Hive. Rojo Uno and Rapidly, who is our leader in the individual championship, comes in eighth. Bolt out in front ahead of Yellup, but those two switch spots for second.
So we're watching as the marbles race around the track, obviously.
They fight, the better it is for Orangen, whose lead continues to build up front. A train developing, though, through this twisty serpentine bit in the upper part of the course as they head on to the backstretch. Yellup into second place, got by Bolt, who is now having a little bit of trouble with Momo. Also watch Hive back in fifth. Is anybody going to take that pit lane? And we have our first taker who goes to the outside. That may not be the quickest way around this course.
And it goes on like that.
John, I have lots of questions.
Go ahead, Dave. Just all right, take all the time you need.
Okay, well, no, it's your but I just, as someone who calls play-by-play, first of all, I know the marbles are different colors, and,
right.
But how do you, when do you, are they named, and how do you study
track
them?
Of them, yeah. And
that is a very good question, because the very first race that I called, most of them didn't have names, and it just shows how far we've come since this time. Sometimes Yella will open up a poll online and say, what should we call this new team? Or, you know, what do you think we should call this new marble? Some of them, they come up with themselves. And for me, you know, back when we were doing the sand marble rallies a couple of years ago, there were 33 marbles going down at a time. So I would legitimately have to pause the screen and just stare at it for a really long time to try to figure out what are these different colors corresponding to the names. Because once they all get out there and start rolling and get covered in sand a little bit, then who knows?
The fun thing is you describe them almost as though they are horses or humans who are literally trying to strategize the best way to get down the track in front of the competition. Is it a legitimate race, though? That is, are there people actually dropping marbles and each week hoping their marble wins? Or is it just a series of videos that the brothers have created and there's no other individuals behind those marble teams?
So the actual teams themselves, for the most part, no. It is just the marbles that Jelle has over in the Netherlands. Sometimes people will send him marbles, and sometimes he will get fan-based teams. No, I'm dead serious about this. He actually opened a marble museum over there. That's been a dream of his for a long time. Yeah. And with the success of all of this, he's been able to do that, and that's one of his passions. But the teams really evolve most after the videos come out, because that's right. Where the lore begins to take over. That's okay. Where you've got these subreddits and all these people on Twitter that are making memes and are giving background stories to the marbles or their motivation.
Let's do this. I'm going to do the news here. We'll have to talk more about this later this week or next week, because it's all we got. But if I just go on YouTube, Greg, Marbula One or Marble Racing, I'll find these videos with your commentary, right?
Yep, the actual channel is Jelle's Marble Runs. That is Jelles, and that has all of the above: the sand marbles, Marbula One, everything.
Greg, are there free agent marbles?
We're out of time.
I'm sorry.
Do not answer that question. Greg, it's a pleasure to talk to you. By the way, this good man, Greg, very intelligent fellow. He's got his degree, and what is your degree in again, Greg?
It's a master's in public health in community behavioral health with a little bit of epidemiology.
He works for the Alzheimer's Association in Iowa, just down the road a little bit. We'll talk again soon, Greg. Thank you for giving us something to cheer on and smile about today.
Absolutely, anytime.